My name is Susan, and I'm an accountant. I would like to tell you about my new job and my first day there, which changed my life. I managed to finally get a job, and as a bonus, I would get a rent-free house there all to myself. It was for a closed community, far out in an isolated valley in the countryside. All I knew about it was that it had been run by women for women for well over a century, and that the men didn't have much of a say in anything. It was an important day for me, and I wanted to make a good impression. So I had a long shower and then took my time shaving my long legs and lovely cunt. I don't know why, but I feel so much more confident with a shaved cunt. Then I put on my best business clothes and drove for hours to the remote valley. I was going to meet the elected leader of the community at the village hall. Her name was Veronica Jameson. Eventually, I got there and parked my car outside the hall and went in. It was a large wooden building with a big stage that had about 20 chairs spaced out along the back of it. Across from the stage were some tables piled high with fruit and vegetables. It was just me and one other woman, who I believed to be Veronica, so I went over and introduced myself. She was very friendly and kind, about 40 years old, tall and very trim. She was wearing a light summer dress, a hat, and long white gloves. "Hello, Susan. I'm glad you made it. We are about to have a mother and son harvest festival. We're expecting 20 mothers and sons," she said as she waved her arm at the vegetables and fruit on the tables. "I thought I would throw you into the deep end on your first day to see if you would be comfortable living here. The last two applicants left after a couple of days. You see, in our community, us women have been free for well over a century to explore our sexuality. And as you know, our female sexuality is very strong. You would be surprised at its power after such a long time of pushing its boundaries." I just said, "Well, I look forward to living here, and I hope I can fit in. It all sounds very interesting." I was a bit apprehensive. I was wondering, why had the other two left? What happened? Then the doors opened, and the mothers and sons walked in. They were all in what seemed like their Sunday best clothes. The sons were wearing smart suits, and the mothers were dressed in light summer dresses with long white gloves and hats. They were also carrying handbags. The mothers seemed to be in their late 30s, although they might have been older. It was hard to judge since they all looked so healthy and slim. It was like a scene from the 1950s. They all looked so prim and proper. Then they all walked around and admired the bounty that their community had grown. I was shocked by what happened next. Veronica got up on stage and called for everyone's attention. "Thank you all for coming here to celebrate the wonderful harvest of organic produce we've grown on our farm and in our gardens. The creation is kind to us. It provides us with clean water and this wonderful food. As it is a mother and son occasion too, I feel I must thank the creation for our bodies. If we eat clean food and water, we're healthy. And you are all shining examples of this. But in addition to this, we women must give thanks for our sexuality, our ability to have multiple orgasms, which our poor male friends do not have, and be thankful that our orgasms are so much more intense than theirs. We're very lucky that we have something between our legs which can give us such intense pleasure." With that, she reached down to the hem of her dress and lifted it up to her shoulders, revealing her long legs and lovely shaved cunt to the mothers and sons. "Yes, ladies, we are blessed with our lovely cunts. They were given to us to give us pleasure and to give pleasure to others. Your sons are enjoying gazing upon my cunt as I stand here showing it to you all. And I'm getting great pleasure in showing it to them. And I should. In the outside world, I would be called a slut or a whore for doing this. But we all know the ladies in our community claimed these words for their own long ago and have always used them with pride and pleasure. We have no shame or guilt in enjoying our sexuality. Mothers, let your sons come to the front of the stage so that they can have a good look at my cunt. I'm going to open my legs more so that they can see it better. That's right, boys. Come closer. Have a good look. See how wet it's getting? It is showing you how much I am enjoying you looking at it. Mothers, I would like each of you to take turns coming up to the stage. Stand on the edge as I am. Lift up your dress to show these boys your cunt and tell everyone your name. Then walk up and down the stage 3 times so that the boys can see you walking with your cunt and ass exposed. Then stop here and say whatever comes to mind or turns you on. Once you have finished, please take a seat on one of the chairs arranged at the back of the stage, keeping your legs as wide apart as you can so that the boys can get a good look at what by then, I expect, will be your lovely, dripping, wet cunt. Oh yes, and if you can, say hello to your son from the stage. That would be a nice touch. Then she sat down on one of the chairs with her legs wide apart, looking back at the boys with great pleasure, with her open cunt slowly oozing cunt juice onto it. As soon as she sat down, a breathless mother quickly walked to the front of the stage and reached up under her dress, pulled down her panties, and kicked them off into the crowd of boys. Then she lifted her skirt to her shoulders to expose her cunt, and she said, "My name is Mrs. Davidson. This is my cunt, boys." She walked 3 times up and down the stage, provocatively swaying her hips and showing off her cunt and ass. A huge smile was plastered on her face the whole time. Then she stopped in front of the boys. "Hello, boys. I hope you're getting a good view of my cunt. You all know my son, James." "Hello, James. Do your friends like my cunt?" "Yes." "Oh, I am really enjoying this. I feel like such a slut. Ooh, my cunt is dripping, look." She opened her legs wide and let her cunt drip onto the stage. "You see what effect you boys have on me. I think I'd better sit down now before I do something silly." She sat with her legs wide apart next to Veronica. Next up onto the stage was a tall woman with a look of pure lust on her smiling face. She stood in front of the boys, took off her panties, and threw them at them, then lifted up her skirt. "Hello, boys. Well, you all know me. I'm Mrs. Partridge, your teacher, and this is my lovely shaved cunt." Then she walked up and down the stage as she smiled and kept her eyes on the boys. She stopped in front of them and crouched down. On the edge of the stage, her feet and legs were wide apart, while she leaned back slightly and rested on one arm as she used her other hand to open her cunt lips. "You all know me, don't you? I teach you all at the high school. You're all 18, so let's enjoy ourselves. As I hold my cunt open for you, form a line and take turns looking into it. Hello, Simon. Do you think your classmates will enjoy looking up their teacher's cunt?" "So do I. Have a good look, boys. You can stick some fingers in if you want to feel how hot and wet it is. I won't mind. In fact, I'll really enjoy it. You can even put your hand in if it will fit." "I will really enjoy that. Feeling like such a slut with your hand up my cunt while your mothers look on. Go on! Who's first?" With that, the boys took turns looking into her cunt and fingering it. Some managed to get their hand inside, which made her moan with pleasure. She had a look of lust on her face as she studied each boy's face as they fingered and fist-fucked her in front of their mothers. It didn't take long before she began orgasming. By the time all the boys had finished, the stage was wet. With shaking legs, she stood up and walked to her chair slowly. This continued for over an hour as each mother took her turn in front of the boys, introducing themselves and displaying their cunt to their son and their friends. Then Veronica made a new announcement. "Thank you, mothers! That was very well done, and you obviously enjoyed it. You all acted like complete sluts, and a great time was had by all. Now I have something very special planned for you. Mothers, please form a horizontal line about 5 feet from the wall." They dutifully did as they were told. Veronica gave each of them a blindfold to put on and said, "Ladies, please get on your hands and knees facing the wall. Pull your dresses up over your back and open your legs wide so that the boys can see what are by now your lovely dripping wet cunts. From now on, you will not utter a word. You can make noises of pleasure, but don't say anything. Boys, form a line across from the mothers and turn away from them. Now take off your clothes. That's good. Now put on these blindfolds. You are also forbidden to speak from now on. Do you understand?" Then I watched her lead the boys one by one by the hand, slowly over to each of the mothers who were waiting on their hands and knees. She positioned him behind her on his knees with his hands on her hips. When all the boys were in position, she said, "Okay, boys, now you may fuck your partner. She has waited long enough. She needs a good fucking. Fuck those wet and oh-so-willing cunts." With that, they began fucking hard and fast. They couldn't have been more horny after watching the parade of mothers performing obscene acts for them on the stage. The room filled with the sound of moans from the mothers and the squelching sound of cocks fucking soaking wet cunts. Eventually, all the boys finished fucking their partner, and the room fell quiet. Then Veronica said, "Well done, boys! You all fucked your partners well, because they certainly enjoyed it, judging from the amount of noise they were making. I think you deserve to have your partner suck your cock clean. So ladies, turn around and begin sucking your partner's cock. Don't stop until I tell you to." The women instantly pivoted around and hungrily began sucking the boys' cocks clean. It all looked so obscene. My panties were soaking wet, and my cunt was itching to be fucked. Next, something happened which shocked me, but somehow made me even more turned on, though it shouldn't have. Veronica said, "Okay, mothers, keep sucking your partner's cock, but take off your blindfold and look up to see who you have been fucking like a whore on your knees." They all took off their blindfolds and, with their partner's cock still in their mouth, looked up to see not one of their son's friends, but their own son. Yes, ladies, I did say this was a mother and son harvest festival. You have all just fucked your sons and you thoroughly enjoyed it. Keep those cocks in your mouths and don't stop sucking until I tell you to stop. I just looked on in amazement as I saw these seemingly prim and proper mothers wearing their long white gloves and with their summer dresses pulled up over their back to show sperm dripping out of their open cunts as they looked up at their sons and continued to suck their cocks as instructed. Veronica turned to me and said, "Susan, now you know how life will be for you in our peaceful community. Do you think you will be happy here?" All I could say was, "Yes, I think I will. I feel like I finally found my home." Which was true. It seemed like a switch had been flipped inside my mind, and I had finally admitted to myself what the power of my sexuality was. I no longer felt guilt or shame. I was going to live life to the fullest here. That's marvelous news, Susan. I think you deserve a little treat from us, as a way of saying welcome. Ladies, take your son's cocks out of your mouths and come and greet Susan, our new member. Take her clothes off and lay her on her back on the floor. Now I want two mother and son pairs to attend to her at a time. One mother will crouch over Susan's mouth and offer her her cunt to eat as her son sucks one of Susan's nipples. The other mother will lay down and eat Susan's cunt while her son sucks on the other nipple. We will change pairs every 5 minutes. I felt so dirty as I sucked one mother's cunt with her son's sperm dripping out of it while my cunt was being eaten by the other and their sons were sucking my nipples. I kept coming and coming like I never had before. The pairs changed 10 times. I ate cunt and had my cunt eaten for nearly 50 minutes. I no longer had any boundaries. I was in heaven. I had come home at last.